Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 236.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast at TerryWilson3.com. I hope you're having a great beginning of your week. I hope you have made up with Mondays. You know, a lot of people just dread Mondays. But today I want to talk to you about why you should make up with Monday. Why Mondays could become your favorite day of the week. And how is that possible? How is that even reasonable? It's because you're doing what you were made to do. When you connect with the very reason you were put on this planet, when you connect with that thing that resonates inside of you called your purpose, I'm telling you, you do not work anymore. You do not have a job anymore. You do not have a task anymore, but you have a life that is full of passion and purpose, and it becomes fun. So today I want to talk to you about the imperative of purpose. Why you have got to connect with your purpose. You've got to understand it. You've got to discover it. You got to develop the skills and talents you were given to support it. And you've got to do it both in your personal and professional life. You know, so many times the idea of purpose, generally speaking, is one that, is frequented in philosophical circles, evangelical circles. You know, Rick Warren wrote a book years ago called The Purpose-Driven Church, and then The Purpose-Driven Life, which became a really famous after a real-life kidnapping situation in Atlanta, Georgia, that they later on made a movie. But he has popularized the thought and idea and the concept. As a matter of fact, you can go over to TerryWilson3.com/free book. That's TerryWilson3.com/free book and get a free copy of that. But he has grabbed a hold of something and put it in the church circles. But I submit to you today that it just doesn't belong in the philosophical, self-help, religious veins of society. But if you will grab a hold of what you were made for, if you will grab a hold of what you were designed for, if you will grab a hold of what you were put on planet Earth for and put it to work for you, you can build a career, a life around it that is not only financially rewarding, but emotionally and physically and spiritually fulfilling. And that is when life is truly hitting on all cylinders. There's four things that living a life of purpose is going to give you. But before I get into that, just a shout out to the sponsors of this show. If you are paying too much for credit card, if you've got a high interest loan on your credit, if you have a high interest, maybe paying too much for your car loans, if you want to lower your what you're paying on your home mortgage, the best way to do that is not refinancing and trying to bundle things. The best way to attack that situation is simply by repairing and improving your credit score. You might have okay credit, but why not have excellent credit? Because the laws says this: if you have a FICO score of such certain degree, then they have to honor your existing creditors, have to honor that. And if they would give that same loan to someone else at a lesser percentage, then they have to give you that same loan. So you might be locked into a particular loan now, but you could lower your rate simply by improving your credit. And the best way to do that is go to TerryWilson3.com/credit repair. That's TerryWilson3.com/credit repair and improve your financial situation. You know, I talk all the time about how to improve your income, but let's talk about how to improve your outgo. And the best way to do that is just controlling your expenses. We all have home loans. Most of us do. Most of us owe for car. Some of us have credit card loans that you're paying on, student loans. The best way that you can improve all of that is improving your credit. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/credit repair. That's TerryWilson3.com/creditrepair. And for $99, these guys will get to work and really make some things happen. It'll be the best $100 you've ever have invested. Also, if you are an existing entrepreneur and you're struggling to get leads, trying to find people to get your product, goods, and services out in front of, then go over to TerryWilson3.com. Excuse me. Go to LeadsByTerry.com. That's LeadsByTerry.com. Number one, I want to show you how with using a couple tools, you can generate unlimited leads for pennies. And I'm also going to allow you to use one of our software systems for 7 days for only $1. And during that 7 day period, you can pull as many leads as you want just trying out one of our systems. So go over to leadsbyterry.com. So the four things that having your life wrapped around the purpose you were here. See, you may make a decent living right now. Maybe you're a doctor, a lawyer, teacher, preacher, or whatever. But are you fulfilled? Are you at the end of the day leaving it with a feeling of destiny? Or are you leaving going, my God, I got to do this again tomorrow? You know, there's two worldviews out there. One worldview tells you that you are the result of a cosmic accident. That billions of years ago, lightning struck a mud puddle, and then you, through random chance, crawled out and became you. And so there's really no meaning, no rhyme, no reason, no purpose for your life. And then there's another worldview that says you were designed to shine. You were created by a creator that was made in the image of greatness, with greatness instilled and deposited on the inside of you. I choose to believe the latter, and because of that, I encourage you to grab a hold of the greatness that's on the inside of you, to get a hold of what truly is a miracle of life and given to you by the Almighty, and that is your purpose. Why are you here? Because when you can grab a hold of that, it's going to do four things for you. Number one, it's going to give you direction. And when you have direction, that is where the birthplace of ideas start to come. If I have a direction of where I want to go in my life, in my business, in my family, then all of a sudden there's just something about having that first clue. Ideas just start popping out. I start understanding, well, I could do this and I can do this. And all of a sudden the seedbed of ideas happen. And when I have new ideas, that is where I can start understanding where new income streams, new ways of being fulfilled in life come from. But it all starts with first getting a sense of direction, and your direction comes from having purpose and enjoying and experiencing and really digging deep into what is my purpose and grabbing a hold of it and engaging with it. Because when you do that, ideas start coming. When you have ideas, income streams start coming. And when you have new income streams, they open up new opportunities to leverage and scale. I will submit to you, when you start grabbing a hold of your purpose and you allow it to start directing you, what you do, where you go, what you're about, all of those things, ideas, money, and the opportunity to scale your business comes naturally. And then all of a sudden, you're not working as hard as you once used to work, and you're making way more money. You're more fulfilled. You're happier. You are more pleasant to be around. Isn't it a sad situation to go a whole lifetime and then at the end of the day say, you know, I could have, I should have, I wished have. Instead, make today the day. You know, I'm taking charge of my life. I'm taking charge of my career. I'm taking charge of what I was designed to do. And when you grab a hold of that, you will find direction. You will find new ideas coming at you, because that's one of the fruits of having purpose and engaging in your purpose, is having a sense of direction. Number two, the second thing you'll have is a sense of management. All of a sudden, where I go, what I say, when I do it, all of those things take care of themselves. It's easy for me to say no to certain things that I used to have to say yes to, simply because now that I know why I'm here, now that I know what I'm designed for, now that I know what it is I do, what value proposition I have, my purpose for being here, then all of a sudden, when opportunity comes to do something else, if it don't fit within those guidelines, I don't feel obligated anymore. See, purpose will shape both my personal and professional communication, content, style, and methodology. I'm telling you, when you know your purpose, all of a sudden your talk, your walk, everything about you changes. And when my communication has changed and it's being shaped by my purpose, effective communication provides room for growth and improvement. All of a sudden, I'm starting to see things in my business, in my professional, my personal life. My communication ability is improving simply because I'm communicating out of my purpose. And when my communication becomes effective, all of a sudden growth and improvement provides the ability to duplicate and expand. You see, one of the things I've seen in my own business is I'm seeing reps, their reps, their reps, their clients, their reps, 5-10 generations of reps that's been within our business that are reiterating thoughts, ideas, concepts, and even what we call TW cliches in their dialogue. And it's shaping their future. It's shaping what they do. It's shaping how they manage their business, because I really got a sense of my purpose and I started communicating out of that effectively. All of a sudden it's being duplicated by others within my business, and it's helping them manage because they have resonated with my purpose and say, hey, that's part of what I'm here for too, and I want to grab a hold of that. See, but all of a sudden it's not just my purpose, but they've adopted it as well. I'm here put on earth to help people, to improve their lives, to show them how they can enjoy more, experience more, and yes, experience more. And so there's something magical that happens when you start speaking out of that sense of why I am, who I am, why I'm here. It manages everything for you. It starts creating the ecosystem within that your business lives within, that your family lives within. It's amazing what the power of words that are bathed in your purpose will do for your life. The third thing it will do is that is where growth happens. Purpose brings to life your daily activity. You see, one of the saddest things I see in a lot of people in their work and what they do for a living is they are simply doing what they do for the money, and that's it. And money is such a low-end way of selling out. Yes, we need money. I need money. You need money. I don't do this simply as a ministry, even though it's part of that, but I also have to feed a family. But when I can do something because it gives me a sense of destiny, it resonates with my purpose. It brings ultimate. When I can do something, even on the days like today, I'm doing a podcast, I've wrote blogs, I'm returning this, I'm communicating here, I'm doing this, and there's no guarantee I'll make a dollar from any of this activity, but I have done this activity for years and not made anything. Why? Because it's why I was put on planet Earth. And you've got to find the same thing. That is why it's so important. It is imperative that you grab a hold of why you're here, what you were created for. The minute you start doing that, engaging it, I'm not going to say success happens the next day. I'm not going to say you're going to be a millionaire and you're going to be the happiest person in the world the very next day. But I am going to tell you this, you are on the road to that the very next day. Because up until that point, you're just marking time. See, purpose brings a sense of life to your daily activity. Now it's not just for the money. Now you're not just a hireling. Now you're just not doing something to get by. Now you're just not surviving, but you're thriving. The next thing it'll do in your growth is activity and work. When you can start doing things because there's life in it, you're doing it because it brings you life, it gives life. All of a sudden, burnout doesn't happen. All of a sudden, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow, whether I get paid or not, because I enjoy it. It's what I do. It's what I'm made for. And it's so easy to stay persistent in your daily activities, because it's what persistency and consistent activity is what drives results. Anybody that's ever been in sales will tell you it's that daily activity of getting in front of a certain amount of people every day, regardless if they say yes or no. That's what's going to drive your activity. So many people fail as entrepreneurs because they get out there and they try it for a little bit and someone said no and they walk away and then they have to go and get their emotions patched back up and all the bruises that life brings them. And then they go back and they try it again and maybe they have a little bit of success. They taste a little bit of success and say that gives them a little hope to go tomorrow. And then they go tomorrow and they have more activity and then all of a sudden there's failure again. And then all of a sudden their activity level starts waning. It starts going down. And then so their business is like on a, it's on a, like a roller coaster. It's up and down, up and down. And anytime I see someone with that kind of the income up and down when they're in the entrepreneurial space, I will tell them 9 out of 10 times, it's because your activity is up and down. You should go at doing what you do in your business 110%, you're going to do this much every day, regardless of the results. And that's when you start seeing consistency in your results. That's the same way with people. You love your loved ones, whether they love you back or not. You keep up the activity. You keep up regardless because you're tied to your purpose. My purpose is to be, a resource for my family, is to be this, is to be that. And I'm doing it and it resonates with me. And so my activity, if I allow myself to try to be something else than what I was created to be, then all of a sudden, those days that I have failure, it's tough to stay consistent. It's tough to stay up. It's tough to keep that activity up. It's just hard and burnout happens. And then that's I'm up and down, up and down and up and down. But see, when I'm tied to my purpose, growth can happen because purpose brings life to my activity. Purpose keeps my activity sustainable. Purpose builds a personal and professional life and career because now all of a sudden I'm not doing this just for the paycheck. I'm doing it because it resonates with who I am, and the paycheck does come. And fourth and finally, when you do things with a sense of purpose, you build a legacy. See, a life of purpose is transferable to others to carry it on, to grow, and to build upon. I don't care if you're talking about the Rockefellers or the Waltons, the family who brought you Walmart, or the family who's built everything in the country, from the Rockefellers to the Carnegies and everyone in between. If you will study those families, one thing you will see is a patriarch or a matriarch or somebody somewhere decided to grab a hold of the reason they are here. And it their purpose, their sense of destiny, their sense of I'm here and I've got this thing I put my hand to, it resonates. All of a sudden, it's transferable. Now, the son, the grandson, the great-grandson, their daughter may come along and do things completely different, may come along and not even get involved with the business or whatever at all. But because dad, because mom, because someone decided to take a chance on themselves, to bet on the greatness that was deposited in them. They are a light. They are an example of those in that family. And they have cleared a path. They have made a way. They have shown a direction to others in their family that will make it easier for them to go after what they were created for. So when you build a life that is based out of your sense of destiny and your purpose, a legacy is built. A life of purpose is transferable. And the single work that you began is now duplicated and it's infused with purpose that once was just your commission, your charge, is now the commission and charge of others. And when you can do that, something absolutely amazing happens. The work of many over a lifetime builds a legacy for generations to enjoy, experience, and express. I'm telling you, it is imperative. It is imperative for you to discover why you're here and to develop the skills and the talents and the abilities you've been given so that you can not only monetize them, but you can distribute them and deliver them to other people. Because that's when true success happens. That's when the money, the vacation, and the happiness comes as one package and not sold separate. This is Terry Wilson. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.